In blistering retaliatory strikes, Israeli forces today fired missiles and tank shells into Gaza and the West Bank, killing more than a dozen Palestinians. The attacks were in response to yesterday's ambush by Palestinian gunmen on an Israeli outpost in the West Bank. Israel's Security Cabinet met today in emergency session as Israeli-Palestinian violence continues. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian ambush, in which gunmen swept into a roadblock not far from Ramallah and killed six soldiers before escaping, prompted the latest wave of Israeli military strikes. A series of air, sea, and ground attacks struck at Palestinian buildings in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. A security building not far from Yasser Arafat's presidential compound in Ramallah was hit, but Palestinians reported Arafat was unhurt. In Gaza, missiles from helicopters and gunboats slammed into the Palestinian Authority compound. Palestinians said Israeli soldiers also shot and killed five Palestinian policemen at a Palestinian checkpoint in the West Bank near Nablus. Israeli officials continue to blame Arafat for the violence. Despite a death toll that remains dominated by Palestinian fatalities, Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Gideon Meir says the Sharon government is holding back from a full-scale assault.
Until now, the government of Israel has decided to take very measured response toward the Palestinian Authority and toward the Palestinian terrorist organizations. We try to avoid as much as we can any innocent casualties. Unlike the Palestinian decision, especially Yasser Arafat's decision, to deteriorate the situation and maybe to deteriorate the whole region into a war.
Besides the military strikes, Israeli forces also blocked a number of roads in the West Bank, effectively shutting down movement between the Palestinian-controlled cities of Nablus, Jenin, and Tulkarm, and closing off villages in the region. Palestinians accused Ariel Sharon of escalating the bloodshed and said that would only lead to more violence. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat again called on Washington to drop its hands-off approach to the Mideast.
Without the American administration changing course and re-engaging in this situation, I believe we're going from bad to worse. We really urge the United States to re-engage, to change course, and to immediately begin the implementation of Mitchell and Tenet.
But the Mitchell peace plan and the Tenet ceasefire plan seem more remote than ever in the current atmosphere. The United States has stopped criticizing Israel's military actions, and the efforts of European Union delegates have been overshadowed by the increasing bloodshed. The debate within Israel lately reflects a growing dissatisfaction with the current military policies. One military commander is recommending, for example, the removal of most West Bank checkpoints. That came before today's closure orders. Some on the Israeli right favor a sharp military escalation with the aim of toppling Arafat and dismantling the Palestinian Authority. Some even favor a complete reoccupation of the Palestinian territories. There are also a number of proposals calling for a unilateral withdrawal from Gaza and much of the West Bank, on the theory that Israel can defend its pre-1967 borders and a few settlement blocks much more effectively than the territory it's now trying to control. At the moment, Ariel Sharon's coalition government seems incapable of embracing either course, but analysts say there's a growing feeling among the public that something has to change. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.